New data shows that France is back to near recession levels of economic growth yet again. France produced a growth rate of just 0.2% in the first quarter of this year. Unwelcome news for a country and an economic bloc which seems continually mired in economic stagnation. From 2008 until 2017, the Eurozone as a whole averaged an economic growth rate of just 0.6% each year. That's lower than both of Japan's lost decades. France, the Eurozone's second largest economy, has also averaged just 0.6% annual growth over the past decade. The common denominator is right-wing austerity policies, which have yet to produce their promised results. Unemployment in France remains stuck around 9%, and despite record corporate profits, French companies and banks remain unwilling to invest in infrastructure or growth projects. Many economists say dangerous bubbles have been created in the stock and real estate markets. Some in France believe that more time is needed for reforms to take effect.
La vraie capacité de l'Union européenne à
Europe has the capacity to create growth because they will become more attractive to corporations economically. This requires a political will to maintain stability while implementing major changes, and both France and Germany have that.
De stabilité.
Germany and other Eurozone countries still remain unwilling to share debt, to grant major debt relief, and have not agreed on any significant Eurozone reforms to increase economic security. However, investors may decide they are a safer haven than the United States under President Donald Trump.
Les États-Unis régressent.
Europe is marching in increasing lockstep at a time when the United States is regressing. This will only increase confidence in Europe. Investors will see there is unity in Europe on economic issues, on foreign policy, on the refugee crisis and elsewhere.
Promises of austerity and no-strings-attached bailouts averted an economic crisis in 2012, but quantitative easing is certain to end this fall after one postponement. Many believe that high finance will then revert to their profit-oriented tactic of pressuring bond markets in countries like Greece, Italy, and Spain. France projects their 2018 annual growth rate to fall sharply from 2.3% to just 1.7%. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.